Gracias a la colega.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Idrissi. Now it's my turn. First of all, I would like to convey to the delegation of Costa Rica and tell them that this is a dialogue. It is not an examination. Therefore, we very much appreciate the exchange and the frank dialogue. You have to help us to better understand the reality in the country so that we best work on the best concluding observations possible for the Costa Rican children. Costa Rica has been a benchmark in the region. In legislative terms, I'd like to repeat what my colleague has said, it is quite advanced when it comes to the protection of human rights. However, there are some worrying signs, and we would like to engage in a dialogue with the State Party delegation about these signs. In particular, Costa Rica is about to celebrate its bicentenary. And just with a note of humor here, we, the Latins, share something, and this is of concern to others from other regions, and that is how difficult it is to understand and read the number of acronyms for our institutions. We really need to have a separate glossary, a glossary beside us to understand what characterizes us as Latin Americans. But now let me get to the heart of the matter. My questions now, name and nationality. You have made significant progress when it comes to registries, and I'd like to highlight the high coverage of the system, which covers about 94% of births in your country. And you've also developed some policies, such as providing counseling, advice, and you have fairs. You've reached out to indigenous peoples, and you've told them how to carry out birth registration. However, you do face a problem when it comes to non-registration amongst migrants and indigenous peoples. Have you actually pinpointed why you have the 6% of a lack of registration? Have you assessed the policies implemented, and have you endeavored to review the policies and review legislation? When it comes now to access to information, what measures is the state taking to ensure that children have access to a digital environment and to appropriate information which would be age appropriate in line with their needs? What measures are you carrying out to protect children from the risks of damaging information and products online? What measures is the country taking to extend access, or internet access, and access to digital technologies in education and in rural and remote areas? When it comes to freedom of expression, you have a very good legislative framework when it comes to promoting and protecting children's views and opinions. However, some state bodies do not recognize these opinions, and I would mention the areas of the police, the health, local authorities, and the justice system. They end up reflecting children's views in a type of ritual, if you will, which becomes adult-centric. I would like to know what measures you are taking to reverse that situation and to ensure that children's opinions are not simply a formality to be followed and fulfilled. What measures is the state taking to ensure that students are further involved in the educational system, in particular when it comes to education governance and defining the syllabus, the curriculum? We know that a debate is underway when it comes to a ruling of the Constitutional Court on the political rights of minors, and we would like to know what steps the state is going to take to tackle that situation. I'd also like to know what type of support you receive and how you coordinate the government student programs and the Institute of Studies and Democracy, because I believe that this institute has a great deal to contribute to the knowledge of those under the age of 18 when it comes to school governance. Turning now to the role of the media, we have received information that the media backs up stereotypes when it comes to children and adolescents, particularly those from poor sectors and those of African descent. What steps is the State Party taking to tackle that type of discrimination? Is the state rolling out literacy programs on the rights of the child to literacy programs?